Julie dropped the screwdriver and turned to face the door. A dart of apprehension traveled up her spine. The moment took her back to the house fire, so she nervously ran to the door, trying unsuccessfully to pry it open. She tugged at the knob, but it remained solidly shut.
Big Jake liked to poke danger with a stick, but now the slam of his heartbeat against his chest told him he should have waited for his student instead of attempting this dive alone.
And then her hopeful look changed to one of horror, as if she had seen a ghost, but only for an instant. She quickly flashed him an awkward smile to cover up her reaction, but he had caught the movement of her eyes just before her expression had changed.
The immense moving stairway stretched upward for 2.5 stories, finally depositing passengers at the street level. Her backpack was unusually light for a Wednesday. She was still daydreaming when she noticed the man coming toward her.
Summer mornings in Mobile, Alabama are hot, wet, and lazy. That's just the way things are. Folks accept it. Folks live with it. That's why nobody was a bit surprised to see beads of sweat dripping off Pierce Hardy's forehead as he stood guard at the front doors to the Monumental Bank on Clark Street, the morning of August 22, 1955.
You smell that hot dog? Jake looked at him, then at his hot dog. He raised it to his nose and drew a deep breath. He turned back to his grandfather to make sure he had done it right. You smell that? That's the smell of baseball. There aren't many finer smells. From now on, anytime you smell a hot dog, you'll remember this day, the field, the game. You'll remember us.